Kevin, unbeaten after the weekend set of fixtures, but look, a point here, it could have been none or it could have been three.
Yeah, it's probably a really good way of describing it. It's probably a bit similar to the one of the games at home recently, Longford, where we created so many clear-cut chances and you think it's never going to be your day, and then like you're hit by a sucker punch. And very, very tough to hold the team like Dundalk out for 90 minutes, and there's so much quality, and then quality coming off the bench. And then the balls with the wind, the balls under the box were superb, and unfortunately we conceded, but we showed serious character again, and we spoke about that in the hotel, how the players coming on the pitch needed to have their heads right, and the energy they provide us is immense over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and they've changed the game again for us, and young Aaron coming on scored, and maybe could have got two.
Yeah, look, speaking about changing the game, the first half, you know, Dundalk were very much the dominant side. Second half, especially the first, the opening period of it, you came out, what'd you say at halftime, I suppose?
Well, the chances we created in the first 10 minutes, the second half was unreal. Their keeper pulled off an absolute worldie, and fell up looking at keepers pulling off worldies against us. And young Gavin McTeer doesn't know what he has to do to score, because that was going right into the top corner. And Cherry, unbelievable save. So, again, you're just thinking it's not going to be your day. But again, as I says, the boys stuck with it, and we went after them in the last 10 minutes, and thankfully we got a reward, you know.
Yeah, speaking of keepers pulling off worldies, your own keeper didn't play too badly today either.
Yeah, Big David, he was very sore from the Kerry game, and he got a dead calf, so we were waiting on him right up to the last minute to see if he was fit to play, but he did, and yeah, he was immense tonight when we needed him to be. Came out and collected balls, and that's what we need him to do every week, you know. So that's his job, as Roy Keane would say. So
that's coming as a striker, but
yeah, it's his job, yeah, but that's what we want him to do more, because everybody forgets that kid, he's only a young kid as well, out and loan to us, but he needs to improve his game. And he is. Eamon's working hard with him, and he is improving. So long may it last.
Yeah, but he's only lost once. That's his eighth game for you, and you're in a serious run of form. Like, whether it's coincided with that or not, like, I mean, you're in serious form at the minute.
Yeah, I'd say good form. We're definitely creating loads of chances. I think we can get better in certain areas. We can keep the ball better away from home. Obviously, against a team like this, you're going to be under the cosh. It's very hard to keep the ball because they press everywhere so well, and the energy they have. And we expected that, to be fair, but that's something we're working on as a team, just keeping the ball better, using it better. But the way we're creating chances as a coaching staff, we have to be happy, you know.